It's time for KDDR News with Ace Sawerwine.
Good morning. It's Monday, April 13th, and these are the stories we have for you at this hour. There are now over 300 confirmed positive cases of COVID-19 in North Dakota. Of those 300-plus, 179 are currently active, and we saw 15 new cases yesterday. Dickey County still does not have any confirmed cases, nor does Lemoore, Ransom, or Logan County. Cass County leads the way with 107 confirmed cases. The Minnesota Department of Health has confirmed that 6 more people have died from COVID-19 yesterday. That raises the total to 70. Health officials also said 194 additional people were tested positive for the new coronavirus yesterday. It is the largest one-day increase in the state. The total number of cases now stands at 1,621. South Dakota saw 104 confirmed cases pop up yesterday, bringing the state's total to 730. In other news, former Ellendale Cardinal and Philadelphia Eagle Pete Retzlaff died at 88 last Friday. The Pro Bowl tight end was born and raised in Ellendale, attended South Dakota State, was drafted by the Detroit Lions, but played his entire 11-year career with the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles retired his number 44, and he ranks 10th in receiving touchdowns in team history. The family confirmed to the Eagles organization that Retzlaff passed away due to natural causes. And that's a look at the stories we have for you at this hour. More news can be found on our website, newsdakota.com.